The people of Israel ate manna in the desert for 40 years. This miraculous food, given by God, was the main source of nourishment for the Israelites throughout the years in the wilderness. It did not cease until the people entered Canaan. Moses said to the Israelites, "It is the bread the Lord has given you." The psalmist called the manna the bread from heaven, but it was the Lord Jesus who revealed the spiritual meaning of this food. "It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven," he said to the Jews, "but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. I am the bread of life." The manna fed the Israelites and kept them alive during their earthly life in the desert. But Jesus, the living bread who came down from heaven, gives divine life, eternal life, to all who believe and put their trust in him. "I tell you the truth," he said, "he who believes on me has everlasting life." The manna in the wilderness fell for the first time about a month after the people had come out of Egypt. Then the Israelites left the desert of Sin and went by stages to the high tablelands of Rephidim, not far from Mount Sinai. It was a barren, rocky place, surrounded by mountains. As there was no water, the people quarreled with Moses. "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt?" they said. "We and our children and livestock will die of thirst. Give us water to drink." Moses answered, "Why do you put the Lord to the test?" The Israelites became aggressive and cried out, "Is the Lord among us or not?" And they threatened him. Moses said to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." God told Moses to go ahead of the people with some of the elders of Israel and to take the staff with which he had struck the Nile in his hand. He was to go to one of the rocks at Horeb and strike it with the staff. The Lord would stand by the rock, and water would come out of it for the people to drink. Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and fresh water gushed out of the rock, running like a mountain torrent, to quench the people's thirst. Moses called the place Massa and Meribah, which means testing and quarreling, because the Israelites quarreled with him there, and because they tested the Lord. The Apostle Paul refers to this incident in his first letter to the Corinthians. "Our forefathers," he said, "all drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ." The smitten rock symbolizes Jesus, the giver of life, whose death resulted in an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on believers. Jesus said, "If a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, and streams of living water will flow from within him." In the wilderness to the south of Canaan, there lived a people called the Amalekites. They were descendants of Esau, the twin brother of Jacob, by one of Esau's Canaanite wives. This nomadic tribe, Israel's implacable enemy, traveled far and wide on raiding parties, looting, plundering, and killing as they went. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. They fell upon the rear guard, robbing and killing the stragglers who had difficulty keeping up with the others. So Moses summoned a young man called Joshua, one of the leaders of the tribe of Ephraim, and told him to choose a company of fighting men to go against the Amalekites. "Tomorrow," he said to Joshua, "I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." This staff had often been used by Moses and Aaron when the Lord had ordered them to perform certain miracles. The next day Moses took his brother Aaron and Hur, one of the leaders of the tribe of Judah, and climbed to the top of the hill to pray. Joshua joined battle with the Amalekites and fought them. As long as Moses held up his hands in prayer, Israel overcame their enemies, but whenever he lowered them, the fighting forces of Amalek prevailed. After a while, Moses' arms grew tired. When Aaron and Hur saw that he was unable to keep his hands up all the time, they found a stone and put it under Moses, who sat on it. Aaron and Hur stood on each side, holding up his hands, and Moses' arms remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Moses built an altar there and called it Jehovah Nissi, "The Lord is my banner." God told Moses to write these things on a scroll so that they would be remembered, and to tell Joshua that the Lord would wipe out the memory of Amalek from under heaven because this nation had defied the God of Israel. Next episode, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law.